DeMello. Coast FM.
Nikki and DeMello here. So, Ross Lyon, eh?
Yeah, I feel like that happened days ago.
I know, because it was pretty much came through just after we finished. But
going on,
we should probably mention.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah,
by the way.
I love the
way. If you haven't heard, I'm sure you have.
I love the way the story was covered. Like, it seems like there were live cameras outside of where are the Dockers based these days? All I could see
Coburn.
Is it right?
Well, their training centre is Coburn.
Right. So all I saw was the back of a building and a boom gate. Man, that boom gate seemed to be. Pretty much the story. I saw more movement on a boom gate than anything else over the course of yesterday.
Big story, but...
Sure.
But a lot of coverage.
Yeah. Okay, once we got the news that he was going, it was
That's enough.
Okay.
We kind of saw it coming.
Did we not?
You know, he's been questioned about it the whole year, basically.
Some would say, not before time. Though kind of a weird time.
Very odd.
They've only got one more game left.
And they were saying that they have to pay him out because he's contracted for another year. So whoever gets the new job will have to take
a significant pay cut
to pay for his... pay the rest of his next year before they can get their money the year after. So, don't know, whoever's going to take the job, it'll be interesting to see if they're willing to take
a minuscule amount. I saw a meme that came out saying, listen, friends don't let friends coach Frio. So just, if you've got a friend that wants to coach Frio,
don't do it
because friends don't let friends do it.
Oh, man, look, I hope they can get themselves back on board,
You know what, despite the fact that he's had three of the worst years, three or four pretty averages. Also did have at the start the best run they'd had.
They got to a grand final.
Exactly right, 2013.
Was that their only grand final?
I feel like it was.
Ross Lyon took them to their only grand final.
I know.
And then they've got rid of him.
So, look, it's a complicated world. It's a fickle world.
It is.
It's a harsh world.
It is. Like, we could be gone tomorrow. The boom gates could be going up for us.
It's true.
Media could be swarming the studio. Live reports all day. Are they going to stay? Are they going to go? To be honest, no one probably even noticed. You wouldn't even know if we left.
What's the weather like in your world? Donor week earlier this month, I think it was. Talking organ donating. Donating.
Mm-hmm.
So we're being reminded again to register if you haven't done it. There's only, they reckon, about 37% of West Aussies that have, and it's as simple as going online with your Medicare card.
And you're not donating them now. Don't worry about that. They're not going to take your organs off you now.
Is that what you're worried about? I'm not a doctor, but I can assure you that's not going to happen.
Hey, some of the organs you don't need.
We're coming here for your liver. We're here for your liver.
Go to
donatelife.gov.au. Since we are in Keep Australia Beautiful Week, and especially since this year we're encouraged to keep our roadsides clean, here's an appropriate warning.
Okay.
A car passenger in Indiana, in the States, threw a dirty nappy out of a moving vehicle while it was on a highway, which hit the car of a state trooper who was travelling directly behind them. So, no surprise, the litterer was ticketed.
Yeah.
But, don't be chucking nappies out windows.
That's disgusting.
That is seriously
filthy.
Gross.
Filthy, filthy, dirty person.
I hope they had to pay for the cleaning of the trooper's vehicle
I hope they had to wash it off themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
That's disgusting.
With tissues, just using tissues.
No tissues, just your hands. That's what you get.
It's got weird.
Filthy animal.
In a world, can I just say, where a milk crate can be used for self-defence, it is pretty certain to me that a dirty nappy can be basically biological warfare. So,
Yeah. Oh, can't even imagine.
Please don't chuck your nappies out the window.
Yuck.
Yours or anyone else's.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With Madam Nikki.
Thank you, that's it. The new Bond movie has a name.
Ooh.
It's going to be called... No Time to Die.
It sounds Bondy.
It does, doesn't it?
Nice.
Daniel Craig will return as 007, probably for the last time, considering it took them how long to get him on board this time and how many dollars. Anyway, Oscar winner Rami Malek will also make his Bond debut as the villain, and a royal could be making an appearance. You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
The flick is set for an April 2020 release. Magical Harry Potter tune. And this is a truly magical new romance. Harry Potter stars Emma Watson, And Tom Felton, a.k.a. Hermione Granger and Draco Malfoy, are reportedly dating.
Really?
Yeah, despite the pair playing enemies throughout the whole franchise, it looks as though they're in full couple mode after Tom, a.k.a. Draco, shared a photo of them holidaying together in South Africa. They're sitting in their pyjamas whilst Tom is teaching Emma to play guitar.
Pyjamas, that's a pretty serious step.
I know. Well, they've obviously had a sleepover.
Really?
And playing guitar, he's captioned the photo, "Quick Learner X is in a little kid."
Yes. Oh.
So apparently Emma had previously revealed she had a crush on him all throughout filming the Harry Potter series too. So I think that's pretty cute. Now, it's been confirmed 20 years later, Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss are returning to the Matrix franchise to reprise their roles as Neo and Trinity in the upcoming fourth Matrix movie.
Really is 20 years, isn't it?
20 years, yep. That's a long time between movies.
Yeah.
Now, there's no name for the film just yet, but filming is set to begin early next year. And finishing off with some big names who are sticking up for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Pink and Ellen DeGeneres have jumped on board to defend Prince Harry and Meghan Markle after they've been absolutely dragged for flying in Elton John's private jet to his $27 million Nice mansion. Pink tweeted earlier this week, the way people treat her is the most public form of bullying I've seen in a while. It's out of control. Ellen also tweeted, imagine being attacked for everything you do when all you're trying to do is make the world better. So Elton John has gone on to explain that the private jet that they flew in, he lent it to them because they needed a high level of protection as they flew over. And he assured everyone it was carbon neutral and they made the appropriate contribution to carbon footprint. So there you go. Basically, they're saying leave him alone. They're
leave
just trying to...
Britney alone!
Leave That's the royals alone!
Yeah.
It is pretty mean and they're trying to do a good job.
True.
So let him be.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.